When someone loses a job, the first step is often to sit down with family and have that conversation. What now? Well, these days, with mass layoffs, some families are having that conversation more than once. Today, reporter Hannah Jaffe-Walt takes us to Southwest Washington State to meet the Peterson family. She'll be spending time with them in the weeks to come.
1 month before Gary Peterson started at the Weyerhaeuser Sawmill, Happy Days premiered on ABC. Richard Nixon was president, 1974. Gary says his boss drank on the job. He was called a handyman back then, not a handy person. He explains, it was back before we got etiquette.
My girlfriend's father worked here. He got me a job here.
How old were you then?
I was 18 years old. So I married his daughter the next year, and that was it.
For the next 35 years, Gary got up 3:30 in the morning, went down the hill of his town, Aberdeen, Washington, and into the mill. 3 o'clock, went up the hill, home. He did that every day. In the meantime, he had 3 kids, got divorced, remarried, divorced again, bought a house, sent a son to college, became a grandfather. And last year, Gary added another Peterson to the mill, his daughter Rachel.
Kind of like my father-in-law, I got her the job.
Rachel is 25. She's deep in a living room sectional when I meet her, while Gary googly faces with her kids in the kitchen.
Can you say grandpa?
Ooh.
They all live together. Rachel wanted to go to nursing school, but she was pregnant, making $10 an hour as a home health aide. The mill paid $15, and it was familial.
When people would introduce me to people, it was like, oh, this is Gary's kid. I didn't have a name for like the first month and a half I worked there. It was Gary's kid.
This was working out pretty well. 2 mill workers, 2 solid incomes, 1 house, for about 10 months. And then, Monday, Gary's at work and he gets called into a meeting. Everyone was there, 2:30 in the afternoon. Rachel was off that day.
So we go to the meeting, expecting to hear that we're going to have a layoff, and the next thing you know, the mill manager, he tells us that they're closing the mill down, which was a shock to everybody. And we were not to go to our lockers, we were supposed to go straight to the parking lot.
I was at home, and my dad called me and said, hey, we don't have jobs anymore, they're going to close the mill, I'll call you back.
221 mill workers were laid off that day. Weyerhaeuser said weak market conditions, not enough people building, not enough people buying lumber. Rachel stared at the phone a sec after that call, and then dialed her brother and said, you won't believe this, they're shutting Dad's mill down.
I wasn't really worried. I was more worried for my dad. He's had the same job for 35 years, and he had like a safe, comfortable feeling at work, and I hate to see him have to go out and learn how to do something completely different and not have that. And, you know, who really wants to hire a 53-year-old anyways?
It's hard to gauge how Gary's dealt with the loss. Rachel says he's stressed out, but he's pretty curt. Sure, I wanted to retire there, but I can't, so it's not worth crying about. Sit with Rachel, and she worries out loud about her dad. Sit with Gary. He prefers to change the subject to Rachel.
I'm competing with younger people. Not that that frightens me in one bit.
Of course not.
No, it doesn't. I can work just as hard. I can work harder than they can. I can work a lot smarter than they can, too. But Rachel, like I said, this was no career for Rachel. Since she wanted to get in the nursing program and stuff like that, so she may go back to that.
Gary seems to be holding on to this idea that the one good thing that could come out of the layoff is that Rachel will get worker retraining money and she'll go back to her nursing degree. But then you ask Rachel about school, and she says, no way. I can't go to school right now. My dad just lost his job.
If my dad's not working, we're going to need my income, and so I'll probably have to go out and get a job.
So where are we going now?
Okay, this is where I work at, and this is called the small log mill, or the SLM. Okay, this is the head end of the mill. This is where we feed the logs coming from the sorting yard that you see over here on the left, all the logs out there.
Gary still doesn't have his tenses quite right as he shows me around the mill. It's not yet where I used to work. He's been coming in still to help shut the place down, blowing down the walls, scrubbing the machines, taking it all apart. Yesterday, he found a list of employees from 1976, and he and his coworkers remembered most of the names.
We grew up together. We've gotten married. We've had children. We've raised families. There were 3 places you wanted to work. You either wanted to work for the county, the city, and Weyerhaeuser. Them were the best jobs on the harbor here. When you had one of them jobs, you had a great job.
Gary and his friends will spend the next 4 to 5 weeks shutting the place down. He says they're not exactly rushing. After that, maybe plumbing, although he'd have so much to learn, or roofing, which he knows, but he says would be pretty hard on his body. Rachel says it just all doesn't seem very real yet.
I think that it won't really sink in for him that he doesn't work there anymore until this is over. And then he doesn't go back.
At which point, father and daughter start down the path of figuring out what's next for each other and for themselves. For NPR News, I'm Chana Jaffe-Walt.